Our Red Tin Home, written by Prowling Thunder and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic featuring the relationship Fae/Shakti, tagged Domestic AU, Star Wars but Modern, Soft Intimacy, Cuddling, Schoolteacher Shock, Soldier Fae. The house is different from the apartments. They won't have to share it with anyone else, after all. It'll just be the two of them and not all the neighbors. It's far enough outside the city limits that there's trees and green grass and plenty of open sky. And when Shock breathes in the air and hears the rabbits in the brush, it feels like coming home. She grew up in the wild places of Shili. Education had seen her move to Coruscant, but she had always dreamed of coming back to the woods. Jaliar isn't anything like her childhood, of course. Different animals, different population. But she's lived here 5 years now. It's nice. She likes it. She likes the house, too. The room is tin over shingles for sound insulation, violently red. Her wife had laughed when she had seen the photos, teased Shock about finding a place just her color. And solid woodwork for the log cabin feel all the locals talked about. Rustic. Not like home, not yet, but Fae had fallen in love with it nonetheless. Shock is looking forward to her leave, so she can see the house in person. But for now, she unlocks the front door and lets the passel of schoolchildren carry her boxes and furniture inside. Teenagers won't do anything for money, but Mrs. T Needs Help from Colt had gotten her entire schoolroom involved. She's buying them pizza and drinks for payment, and she has to look at the budget before she finalizes the rest, but she thinks she can do 30 credits to all involved. It's expensive, but worth it. She doesn't want any of these kids to think they aren't worth the time they spent working. 30 credits is a paltry sum. She wishes she could do more. Later, when they're all crowded in the new living room with the holoscreen playing some sort of football game Shock doesn't know, she composes a letter to send out. I wish you could see the house. It's too large for just one person, but today the students keep me occupied. You'll like it here, I hope, she adds, and closes it out with the same thing she always does. Be safe, my dear. May the land be with you. Fae is a soldier. Shock doesn't know where she's stationed now, but she doesn't need to know either. When they made the decision for Shock to move from Coruscant to Jaliar, it was made knowing that Fae may never see the planet they were choosing for their home. 5 years now, and the closest Fae has gotten to proper leave has been a few hours of holocalls, carefully curtailed to prevent her from accidentally telling Shock privileged information. She's a teacher. She doesn't know why they think she could want Republic military information in the first place, never mind why Fae might talk to her about it. The war is terrifying enough as it is, large and ever-reaching, and Jaliar is a small, unassuming planet, likely to be let slip through any fighting. Fae certainly considered that when they were looking at places that needed finishing teachers. Shock has had the young men and women in her classroom for 4 years now. She's taught them all the advanced classes she knows, and a few she didn't realize needed to be taught, like wildlife survival and basic map reading. But she knows they cling the most to her wife's wild tales of battle, and so she plays all the snippets Fae sends her for the class. She reads Fae's letters alone. How are the windows? She asks, immediately in the first line. Fae sends out letters maybe once or twice a month, even though she writes as often as she can. For her to be asking about the windows means she moved this to the top of the missive, instead of the bottom where chronological order could make sense. Shock loves her for it, even though she hates the bad example it could become. Fae might only write her sometimes, but Shock writes every day. Sure and absolutely diligent, so she opens today's letter with a smile. Aren't you a little old to be climbing in windows, my dear? When they were courting on Coruscant, not the way it goes in the holonovelas, mind, Shock was a student at the university and Fae already a veteran, it was not uncommon for Fae to use any entrance but the door. If I come through the door, I want them to know something is wrong, she'd said, and had kept it the whole time. Shock had yet to see her use a door. Doors were statement makers. Even Shock's graduation, Faye had come in one of the vaulted windows and remained high in the rafters the whole time, only coming down after the ceremony was thoroughly done. The windows of the new house are curious and unique, all stained glass bands in soft hues that turn to let in the wind. The windows do not open so much as they fragment in so many interlocking plates. But the second floor plates are larger than the first floor plates, and Shock is lithe, but she can fit her shoulders in them if she's careful. She's surprised to find her wife home 2 weeks later, but she's not surprised to find the front door still locked. It's Faye, after all. Would have thought the stained glass might have turned you off. I'm glad to see you kept it, Faye tells her, much later. Much, much later. The way things work in their lives, Faye may ship out and Shock not get to see her for another 5 years. She isn't going to dare let Faye run off without knowing exactly how much she missed her. Oh, Faye hums. It plays nice on your skin. Shock liked the stained window panes, too. They made Faye's gray eyes dance like rainbows. It was a pity she wasn't an artist. She wanted to save it forever, hang it up on the walls. The way Faye's eyes lit up and glowed her first time in their home. You really should stop coming in the window, she chided, gentle. Faye laughed at her, snuggled down closer into the cradle of her arms and Leku. Shock could feel her heartbeat, slow and long and steady. Her wife was here. There would still be a war out there. It wasn't going away anytime soon. But for now, she was here. How long can you stay? I've a year's shore leave, she promises. The end.